And I will say that sitting in this audience today, Peter Bagel is 100% right.
How about 85%, Pete?
How about 100?
Okay. There's nothing here.
Excuse me. I have one more comment. I think in the agenda, the word that worries me and maybe upset the constituent is the word initiate. The word initiate means to begin, and this would read, direct growth management staff to immediately identify and begin the method for adopting.
Okay, but that is public hearings, that is public meetings. Method.
Exactly what we're doing. Start.
And
right
that
now.
is what we're requesting here is
okay.
For them to create the guideline, whatever the verbiage is that's needed, so that it can be brought to the public for open discussion.
Has anyone asked the Navy why they haven't done public presentations on this?
Question. Based upon your comments, Commissioner Spehar, why are we initiating this
because
as opposed to the Navy? That's a confusing thing to
me. State law. Because I'm not going to say it correctly, but DCA is asking us to do this.
When?
Pardon me?
We'll hear it from Drew right now.
As soon as possible. I'm trying to think the last time we were all in a room, all the municipalities and the county representatives, which included myself, some time ago, met with the Navy at the base to discuss the time frame for releasing the new document. At that meeting, they told us to expect it. Ron Deems told us to expect it within 30 days.
Drew, question.
Yes.
Navy called you.
Yes.
Come down to Boca Chica.
Yes.
We've got an issue.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this was since 2004. We've been expecting a revised AQ's document. So we were expecting something. And it just kept being pushed back. And they called this meeting. All the municipalities were there, representatives from the DCA, including Walter Banning, who is the DCA's airport guru, to help us come up with how all the municipalities affected and the county would adopt the AQ's document in some fashion to guarantee coordination, to guarantee compatible uses around the air station. We were told 30 days. That was at least a year and a half ago. We just received the final document maybe a month and a half ago. And since then, we've been looking at what is in the best interest of this county as far as adopting a mechanism to do coordination that will not bring to the county additional liability.
That being the case, but the first time I see this is an agenda item by a commissioner. Couldn't you have given us a heads up or something and a briefing that this is coming before us and address all these particular issues so we would have better understood rather than obviously all the residents knew before I did because I started getting all these phone calls on this particular issue and I know nothing about it.
Okay, I apologize for that, Commissioner. Like I said, we just got a copy of it a month and a half ago, and there was really no warning that it was done. I found out through the grapevine that it was finished and that certain people had copies. I had to have my assistant request a copy directly from the Navy because we didn't receive one with the first outgoing. There was some difficulty in getting the document.
Commissioner Murphy?
Since I understand DCA wants us to look at this or blanket agree with it or whatever,
well,
what are you telling us DCA is telling you?
Well, that's where it gets kind of interesting.
I bet.
You know, the DCA is very good at providing direction with no direction. So they are asking us to do coordination as per the Florida statute. Mm-hmm. And like I told Mr. Coleman before this started, coordination is a big word. It can mean a lot of things. It is my recommendation to this board that we in no way certify or agree with the AQ's document at this time. It is my recommendation to this board that we do everything that we can do to coordinate to ensure that compatible uses are permitted in the AQ's area. My recommendation will be that, as opposed to the county taking on another burden from another agency, as we have historically done to date, we work very closely with the Navy to ensure that this is completed, allowing the Navy to enforce their own decisions as to what is a compatible use and what is not. And the reason I can suggest that to you is because the AQ's document that we have been, that has been delivered to us, and I haven't read the entire thing, uses very careful wording. And the one word that is constantly appearing is recommended. Recommended action. Another big word with a lot of room to negotiate. So the county, in my mind, upon reading that document, has a lot of flexibility in deciding what is a permitted use and what is not. At least since the early 80s, this county has been taking AQs very seriously. And having worked in the building department as a permit technician and stamped a lot of plans for new development with a big red lettered stamp about this big that says AQs, that triggers the permit person who's doing the plans examining to tell the applicant, hey, by the way, you got to do sound attenuation. I don't think that further coordination is going to be an additional burden. My only concern is that when we adopt a plan of action, that this county not take the liability away from the federal government and the Department of Defense and the Navy for telling future potential development that's not compatible, no.
You hit the difficult part of this. Mine is goes the opposite way. Which is why are we burdening ourselves with public this, public that, education, inform, that's the Navy's job. Why are we doing it? Why are we going to get the flack from the people who will be impacted or are already impacted by this?
Well, it is our job to find out what's going on with them, what the Navy's doing, so we can try to help them. That's exactly what we're trying to do. I mean, I know one thing right now. And Drew, by the way, excellent explanation. That,
yes, it
you know,
was
we
true.
Excellent, excellent,
thank
excellent.
You.
Mr. Director,
thank you.
That we should try to help. If there is a problem coming up, maybe we should work together to head it off, because these are the people that we represent. These are the people that we have to protect. We also have to work with the Navy, but our concerns are these people coming up, that gentleman over there and that gentleman over there, the tough one right there, that I respect.
Hey.